Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to the 40th annual CineFun Fly-In and Exposition here at Lakeland Linder Regional Airport. I'm Ben Coleman, one of your hosts for Florida Aviation Network, and we're here with a thread of safety into every program that we put on, and not only safety, but you got to remember that there's some fun involved with safety as well, and safety is the bottom foundation of everything that we do, including our next guest here. We have with the Batcopter, with Gene Knock. Gene,
yes,
welcome.
Hey, how are you? Gene? Thanks for having us here.
This and Wilson.
Hello.
Museum. Hey there, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Gene, tell us a little bit about the Batcopter and what's the deal with the Batcopter?
Is a aircraft that is very historically significant, one-of-a-kind aircraft that was used for the Batman TV series and movie. And its end number was N3079er Gulf. It's famous. It's been flying all these years. National Helicopter bought it from Bell. They had all these TV shows they were doing. Back, they're still in business now, but they were doing almost everything ABC did. Mm-hmm. They did Wide World of Sports. The helicopter was the first Tyler Mount camera helicopter. And they needed a machine for the Batman television series and movie. They picked 3079er Gulf, and they painted it up, put the decals on it, and created that aircraft. And forevermore, this thing is a flying icon, a museum piece. And its counterpart is your Batmobile, of course, 1966. Mm-hmm. And George Barris, of course, built that and did well with it in the TV show. But then what happened was Mattel, you know, toys. You can't go to any toy show mm-hmm. without finding Batman-related stuff. So that Batcopter, Batmobile became, kept living in the toy shows. And even now, Toys R Us, you're finding it in a second, you know.
Well, yeah, I always hear a... The same Bat Channel, same that's what I grew up with. And Wilson, tell me about how you, what you bring to this.
We have a perfect replica Batmobile from the original Batmobile TV series, companion with the Batcopter. Mm. That it has a everything completely works on it, fully functional Batmobile, from the flamethrower in the back to the 180 U-turn lever to the Bat phone. To the everything you can think of works, and it's great. You, it throws fun
you guys,
time.
You know, you can't help but see the smile on your
face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you having? Are you
Everybody
having fun?
Who knows us knows that we work hard at having fun, and that's why it's kind of contagious when we show up at the air show business, because air show pilots are all retired military fighter, the best there is, or mm-hmm. airliner captains, or all of them. And so, of course, we're our background is I am, of course, a commuter captain, and but I do have a background in entertainment also. You can see that on my website. And so we're kind of constantly circle in either air shows, stunt shows, shows over at the largest racetracks. We just did a beautiful show at Daytona Motor Speedway this last weekend called the Turkey Rod Run, which is literally the largest hot rod show in the United States, and that's saying a lot. Yeah. Don't forget, California basically invented hot rods, and here's Florida. We have number one. So if everybody looks on the Turkey Rod Run, you'll see that the Batcopter, Batmobile, Batcycle, and Wilson and myself were the stars at the show this year. We're proud of that because we brought aviation into the hot rod world, and we were highly accepted there, and they loved it.
Well, there's a lot of commonality in those fields.
Hot rodders and aviators, especially this EAA, a lot in common. Oh, man, they're amazing. First of all, they're all home builders, too, you know. And then the money.
Well, Gene,
hot rods costs go for big
bucks. There's a common tie in there. Safety. How do you guys monitor or keep you on track about not getting hurt while you're having
fun
with these toys?
When it comes down to the Batcopter air show, we meet the criteria of the FAA. We are ICAS members, International Council of Air Shows. Mm-hmm. We go to symposiums. Every year we have a convention in Las Vegas. We take the show portion of air shows safety very serious, and it's literally part of the requirement to be part of the ICAS organization to have an exit strategy, a presenting a professional act that is safe in its input. Every morning do we have a flight briefing where Wayne Boggs is our air boss, very famous guy in our business, but very good at what he does. And we go over in absolute detail the wind direction, temp, timing, and you know, some of these shows like Chicago Air and Water Show, that we call that a hard time show. It goes to the second because it's run like the military. Sun and Fun, same thing, is always a collection of the best air show pilots. And of course this year we have the Navy Blue Angels, and as you saw yesterday, the amazing amount of intensity, of perfection. So our company is no different. We take everything very serious, and that's why we're still here. We've been doing this quite a few years.
Well, and you do it well.
Thank you.
And it's very, very polished, and again, the fun aspect is what we try to keep into this, and it's safety is always in the bottom line, and that's when you're dealing with professionals like you guys. Safety is really not a it's not an afterthought. It's a way of doing business,
right?
Because you're not going to do anything to jeopardize that machine, your health and well-being, or
and
above all
spectators.
The health of the spectators.
Yeah.
Well, it's a way of life.
Sure, it is.
Not just in the air show business, it becomes a way of life. You know, you incorporate everything into safety.
And how are we going to transcend that to our new aviators that are coming into it? And I'm hoping that you're going to pull a lot of folks, a lot of the wee ones in with the Batman theme. And we need to let them know that even Batman, I'm sure, had some safety thoughts going on.
Well, first of all, let's go over that real quick. Batman, the whole idea was the Batmobile is literally a police vehicle. In the whole storyline, originally when Bob Kane wrote that, and the TV series and the movie, they are duly deputized officers of the law, which means that they are representing and working with the police department of Gotham City. So everywhere we go, always the police and their families are welcome to sit in the Batmobile so they can take a photo.
Great.
Because they love it, because it is it's a squad car.
It's a squad car.
It really is.
Sure.
It's got all the gadgets. Every gadget on it was always to apprehend the bad guy. They made that fun, you know. So it's the same thing with the Batcopter. The Batcopter, it lives in a hangar in Peter O'Neill Airport next to Channel 8 helicopter and three different counties, cities, helicopters.
Yeah.
You know, they're there, police helicopters. It's always like that.
Well, and it's good security, too.
Oh, yeah. The best security.
Yep.
There's no question about that.
Well, what else would you like to share with us or pull out about your routine, your act, your show? I'm sure that anybody could Google Batcopter. And
all they have
website.
To do is Google the Batcopter, go to images, and they will see thousands of photos of fans that have posted these and video. So it's really cool. But stay in school. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Be a superhero in you. And
sure.
Have the power to say no to drugs is the bottom line. What our team announcer does push, that has always been what it's always been about. And you know, good wholesome fun, and that's why we're here at Sun and Fun. We love it here.
Good.
Its variant is Oshkosh. We flew in it last year, and it was fantastic. See, there are bat people in the comic book world. There are air show people. There are helicopter people. There are gearheads. These hot rodders. Since we do all these shows and we kind of cross-mix everything, every show we do, we always pull them in by the thousands. So you watch tomorrow, you'll see hundreds of people with Batman T-shirt because they know we're here.
I'm going to go get mine.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
Gene, thank you so
My
much
pleasure.
For joining us here.
Great.
For an AV Story.
Yes.
Wilson,
yeah.
Take in there. And father-son.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And you got another one that flies.
Oh, yes. Well, I have four sons, Charles, Christopher, Wilson, Garrett, and then I have a daughter named Lauren. So I have five kids.
What
and everybody flies, everybody fixes, and everybody cleans.
We'll see you at the airport.
All right.
And we'll see you in your living room.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.